Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and I'm here with your Tuesday edition of Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Yes, I am back once again with another dose of questions, puzzles, and brain teasers to educate, to entertain, and to irritate the life out of you. It's time to get your best brain into gear as our podcast and our quiz is about to start. Here come your questions for today's Perfect 10. We call question one our starter for a Perfect 10. Here it is. Which of these people was born first? Was it George Foreman or George Lucas? It's a 50-50 answer. A question about two very famous Georges. Which one was born first, George Foreman or George Lucas? Ears at the ready for question two, as this is our Clues in the News round. You're about to hear a fictional bulletin which contains clues to a famous phrase or saying. But can you work out which saying it is? Here it is.
Breaking news. Astronomers have announced that they have discovered a minuscule planet that has a radius of just 10 kilometers.
So, using the clues in that fictional news report, can you work out the famous phrase I need for 1 point? We call question three Carol Lateral Thinking, and today it's all about numbers. How many prime numbers are there on a standard dartboard? Do you know all of the numbers on a dartboard? And do you know which ones are prime numbers? Remember, you can pause this podcast at any point you feel like if you need some extra time. Moving on to question four, time to test your memory. We're about to tune in to a fictional radio station, but make sure you listen closely as a question will follow. Here we go.
Welcome back, Perfect 10 FM listeners. It's chart time once again, and today we are counting down our top five songs by British acts. Starting at number five, it's Ed Sheeran with Shape of You. It was an official UK number one single in 2017, but it has only made it to number five in this chart. In at number four, it's Amy Winehouse with Back to Black. Amy sadly passed away at the very young age of 27, but she left us with some fantastic songs, and this one is arguably her best. Into the top three, and in that third position, it's Elton John with his anthem, I'm Still Standing. Time for the top two, and just missing out on the top spot at number two is The Beatles with Hey Jude. And did you know that Paul McCartney wrote the song for John Lennon's son, Julian, to help comfort him when his parents split up? What a nice thing to do. And in at number one, we have Queen with the absolutely iconic track Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh gosh, there were a lot of great songs there, weren't there? And acts mentioned in that chart, but can you remember the answer to this question? The song at number three in that fictional chart was by which British singer? Have a think back. This is all about testing your recent memory and see if you can come up with the right answer. We're almost halfway through today's questions already. How are you doing? Maybe you're heading towards a perfect 10 score. Keep going. Today might be the day. Our next three questions are what we call the three Fs. The frivolous, the familiar, and the fun. Here's question five, and this one is F for film as well. Which Alfred Hitchcock film takes place at the Bates Motel? I can tell you it's a very famous movie, but do you think you know the answer for a point? Question six. The Oval is the home ground of which county cricket club? That's one for all the cricket fans out there. The Oval, which club has its home ground there? Question seven now. What's the title of the second book in the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy? Do you think you know the answer? Question eight, time for two in, two out, where you have to swap two letters in a word to make a new word. So Which two letters can you change in the word locker, L-O-C-K-E-R, to make something that can fly? Swap two in, two out from locker to make something that can fly. We call question 9, I know this, as the answer may well be on the tip of your tongue. And today it is Two Clues Tuesday. Which answer is linked by these two clues? A borough of New York City and the first name of one of Victoria and David Beckham's children. I think a lot of you will be able to work that one out. Two Clues Tuesday for a point. And here we are at our final question, question 10, and it's today's anagram. Which holiday island is an anagram of Alter Zone? Alter, A-L-T-A-R, Zone, Z-O-N-E. What do you think the name of that island could be? And that's today's Perfect 10. Gosh, that's gone quickly. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's questions, automatically downloaded if you do that. And if you're looking for even more puzzles and riddles, please head on over to @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, where you can join the rest of us. And if you're after even more questions to educate, to entertain and to irritate you, our Perfect 10 quiz book is available online and in all good bookshops. Right then, 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes. But did you get a Perfect 10 score? This is the time where you find out. Here come the answers.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Question 1 was a 50-50 about two very famous people. Which of these people was born first? Was it George Foreman or George Lucas? And the answer is George Lucas, as he was born in 1944. George Foreman was born 5 years later in 1949. Well done if you got that right. The answer is George Lucas. Question 2 was clues in the news. And when I was looking for a famous phrase or expression hidden in our fictional news report, what was it?
Breaking news. Astronomers have announced that they have discovered a minuscule planet that has a radius of just 10 kilometers.
Well, all the clues in that news pointed to the phrase, "It's a small world." How many times have you said that? Question 3 was Carol lateral thinking, and I had some maths for you. How many prime numbers are there on a standard dartboard? Well, the answer is 8 prime numbers. Now, a dartboard displays all of the numbers from 1 to 20, and the 8 prime numbers are 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, 17, and 19. The number 1 is not counted in maths as a prime number. So the answer is 8. That's what I was looking for a point. As always, question 4 was on memory round, and we were listening to a fictional chart show. I then asked you, the song at number 3 in that chart was by which British singer? And the answer is Elton John. And the song was I'm Still Standing. We moved into the 3 Fs, and question 5 was about a very famous film. Which Alfred Hitchcock film takes place at the Bates Motel? The answer to that is Psycho. Gosh, that was scary. Question 6 was a sporty one. The Oval is the home ground of which county cricket club? And the answer is Surrey. The Oval has been the home ground of Surrey since it opened in 1845. In 1880, it was the first ground in England to host international test cricket. And the final test match of the English season is traditionally played at the Oval. Question 7 was about a very famous book series. What is the title of the second book in the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy? And the answer is 50 Shades Darker. Well done if you got that right. Question 8 was, of course, two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word locker, to make something that can fly, well, if you change the letter L to an R and the original R to a T, you get a rocket. R-O-C-K-E-T, a rocket. Question 9 was a Two Clues Tuesday Carol lateral thinking question. Which answer is linked by these two clues? A borough of New York City and the first name of one of Victoria and David Beckham's children. And the answer is Brooklyn, B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N, Brooklyn. And finally, question 10 was our anagram. Which holiday island is an anagram of Alter Zone? Could you work it out? The Z helped, I think. Well, the answer is the lovely Lanzarote, spelt L-A-N-Z-A-R-O-T-E. So how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10 today? If not, don't worry. If you did, many congratulations. But there is always another chance tomorrow to get closer to 10 out of 10. Every day spent with us on Perfect 10, of course, is a day where you've given your brain a workout, and that's very important. Now, please don't forget to follow or subscribe to make sure you don't miss a single episode, because if you do that, then it will download the next episode as soon as it drops automatically for you. I'm going to see you tomorrow for a whole new day of questions to educate, to entertain, and to irritate you. I'm Carol Vordman. That was my perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.